This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 461, entitled, "When there are millions of masculists, how will masculist John Browns manifest themselves?" Description. This flyer predicts that when there are millions of masculists, some of them will see themselves as masculist John Browns, who will, most likely, go into the hated, fluffy feminist, hypocrite-controlled divorce courts and go on mass shootings, thus forcing the politicians and society to think hard about why so many men have such a hatred for what the fluffy feminists are doing to men in the divorce courts and for what fluffy parasites are doing to men in general, that is, manslaving billions of men for decades. That these John Brown masculist terrorists are prepared to start the sex war by killing their enemies rather than themselves, given that divorcing fathers kill themselves at a rate about 10 times the rate of divorcing mothers. Now, fire itself. With millions of masculists, how will masculist John Browns manifest themselves? By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. It's only a question of time before there are millions of masculists. As the main masculist argument, open brackets, that, quote, "Women have a career window of half a century, so have to fip up or be punished by men by not getting one," close brackets, gets out, and millions of men go through a masculist quasi-religious experience, realizing that fluffydom, in brackets, a fluffy is a masculist label for a traditional woman who expects to parasite off the labor and money of a man by not bothering to fip up, that is, become a fip by bothering to get a career-competent education at high school and college, so that she becomes a FIP, that's financially independent person, pulling her own financial weight as an adult and not parasiting off a man, close brackets, becomes known by everyone in the culture. Maskers estimate that about 80% of young women at the critical age of 16 in middle school choose to become fluffy crappers, that is, choosing to study fluffy crap, that is, the soft option, the intellectually easy, intellectually lazy, memory-based, non-analytical majors that the economy does not value, so that a fluffy crapper inevitably ends up studying more fluffy crap at college because she is excluded from studying STEM, that's science, tech, engineering, math, and the professions at college, so ends up with a fluffy crap diploma, then screws around in her 20s with some dozens of penises in her, then hits the wall in her 30s, gets baby rabies, and realizes with her fluffy crap diploma, she can't afford to pay for a middle class house she wants to raise her kids in, so starts looking around for some gullible, stupid, ignorant, in brackets, of masculist and MGTOW ideas, manslavable man to parasite off, living off his money in a middle class house with her kids that he pays for. A decade later, she will be bored with her 31st penis husband and drag him through the hated, fluffy, feminist, hypocrite-dominated divorce court system and have him financially crucified, stripping him of his kids with a 90% probability, forced to give his house to his fluffy ex-wife so she can raise her kids in it, forced to give her half of his wealth, half of his stuff, forced to make child payments to his kids he will barely see, and if his ex-wife is a complete career incompetent fluffy, he may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, with no legal nor moral obligation on her part to get off her fat, parasitic, manslaving ass and fip up. So she continues to parasite off his money and labour after the divorce the way she did before the divorce. This is so abusive of men that you can see why masculists have such a hatred of such fluffies and aim to wipe them out. That is, exterminate them slowly by forcing them to rot on the shelf, punished severely by masculists, in brackets, which in time will be most men, as masculist ideas like the above spread across the planet. Close brackets. Masculists punish fluffies by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, so that their fluffy manslaving parasite genes are removed from the gene pool, leaving as survivors those women who are fips. To have your masculist consciousness raised means, effectively, that you see fluffydom as manslavery, and manslavery as slavery, and hence something to be hated, as Negro slavery was hated by the northern states in the US in the 1800s, seeing the slavery of Negroes as a moral abomination, worthy of a war, which is what happened. The US Civil War was largely caused by the massive immorality of the slavery of Negroes. To masculists, there is a close historical analogy between Negro slavery in the US in the 19th century and manslavery in the 21st century, except that manslavery is a hugely greater problem, since there are several billion, with a B, manslaves in the world, who need to be liberated by forcing women to get off their fat, parasitic, manslaving asses and fip up, or eventually be killed in a sex war. Most men today are so powerfully brainwashed that their role in life is to be a manslave to a woman, to work for a woman for decades, in capital letters, of his life, that they do not see their traditional role as manslavery. To most men, it's simply the norm, unquestioned, and so they don't rebel against it, in brackets, yet. It was the toxicity of the divorce courts, taken over by the hated fluffy feminist hypocrites, in brackets, hypocritical because they want equal rights with men in the parliaments, but reject equal obligations with men, in sharing equally the burden of earning the living, by them not bothering to fip up, expecting to remain fluffies, and hence continuing to parasite off the money and labour of a man. Close brackets. These fluffy feminists behave as feminists in the parliaments, but as fluffies in the divorce courts, treating men as cash machines to be robbed and abused. See above for their list of massive gender crimes against divorcing husbands, ruining the lives of one father in four. Masculists state that, quote, no culture that financially crucifies and destroys the lives of one father in four can remain intact. Men will explode, pick up arms, and kill their enemies. End quote. The hated fluffy feminist hypocrites have made divorce so toxic for men that they have made marriage and paternity toxic for men, resulting in some two-thirds of young men in many countries now refusing to marry and have kids, making these fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges indirect genociders who are indirectly wiping out whole populations, so have to be stopped. Masculist soldiers will not tolerate that these fluffy feminist hypocrite divorce courts do this, so in the limit we'll simply shoot them in a sex war. As the above masculist message gets out, thanks to the internet, that is, when, in a few years, there are millions of masculisted men, then inevitably a few of them will see themselves as masculist John Browns, and do what John Brown did for the cause of the emancipation of Negro slaves, but we'll do it for the cause of the emancipation of man slaves, billions of them. They will be full of hatred, seeing man's slavery as slavery, and in my opinion, will be, most likely, victims of the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system. Divorcing fathers are so massively abused in the hated, fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system that the suicide rate of divorcing fathers shoots up to 10 times the rate of divorcing mothers. I think it highly likely that the masculist John Browns will manifest themselves first in the divorce courts. I suspect that instead of deciding simply to commit suicide, given that they now have absorbed masculist ideas, they will turn their rage, their hatred, their despair, not inward, but outward, because masculism gives them a target. That is the hated, fluffy feminist hypocrites who have caused him his massive pain. Intellectually armed with masculine ideas, as will be soon millions of other men, he will not feel alone, and instead feel morally and emotionally supported by millions of other bitterly angry and murderously hateful men, who have also absorbed the masculine message and see fluffies as manslavers, who see fluffydom as highly immoral, and that the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system is merely reinforcing the reinforcing institution that forms the foundation of fluffydom, and hence his mortal enemy, the enemy to be fought against in a sex war, forcing women to get off their fat, parasitic asses and fip up, or be seen by millions of masculisted men as manslavers, as vermin, eventually to be killed in a sex war, waged by bitterly angry and hateful divorcing fathers who see themselves as masculist John Browns. This is the end of part one.